Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Carrigan, one of my heroes of all time. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. I love the work they do at sbecouncil.org. I hope you will check it out and find a way to support them. I promise you, if you support this group, your small business will be well represented at the table when policies that affect your small business are discussed, because Karen is invited to all of them, and she is a bulldog. She will stand up and tell them when what will work, when it won't work, and they respect her for that. And Karen, I want to congratulate you on the great brand that you built for not only for yourself, but for small business there in our nation's capital.
Oh, well, Jim, I appreciate that, and it's all due to partnerships, you know, with individuals such as yourself and our members. I mean, our members make it happen, you know. If they weren't involved and engaged and put everything on the line and come up to Capitol Hill and testify, and, you know, many of them saying, no, I'll come at my own expense.
Right.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be, you know, where we are right now.
And so, folks, I encourage you to become one of those members at sbecouncil.org. Karen, wrapping up something earlier, I want to talk. I want you to talk about the president's speech. One of his. Some people say the left side of his brain, I guess, is a lady named Valerie Jarrett. Obviously, a highly intelligent lady who has the ear of the president. She's like a kingmaker, and she was at your event.
She was. Yeah. She. You know, put it on her schedule and came and
good for her.
You know, joined us for about 10 or 15 minutes and. Obviously gave a, you know, very roaring defense of the president and his record and his support of small business in terms of procurement, his, you know, startup initiative, listening to small business owners, the Jobs Act, and, you know, some of his other policies in terms of technical assistance to small business and where he's taking the country. So, you know, she was very gracious, and as I said, you know, this was a partisan crowd, as it was at the Republican convention, and very warmly welcomed. So, but it was, I think it was great that we got, you know, leaders from both parties at both of these events.
And see, folks, this is what I'm, when I say that Karen represents your small business, well, both parties, you know, these two, the Republicans and the Democrats, they've got different attitudes about small business, and yet both of them highly regard Karen, and that's the reason why when I tell you that you should join an organization, you can believe that I have, you know, got my standards are pretty high, and Karen exceeds them all the time. Karen, talk to us about what you think about President Obama's speech last night.
Well, I didn't hear any specifics, Jim, in terms of, you know, what he plans to do or what he plans to do differently during his second term. I mean, what I heard is that it's just going to be business as usual in terms of, you know, his policies and his initiatives, and he's going to move forward with whatever his plan currently is. So that did not sit well with me. At least, you know, with the Romney speech, you know, he laid out his five-point plan.
Right.
In terms of, you know, in general, but still, I thought
specific
enough.
The things that are important to him. And one of those five, by the way, folks, if you didn't hear this, one of the five of all the things on his plate to get this country going again, one of the five is small business.
Definitely small business.
Period. Small business, period.
The other thing about the speech is what wasn't mentioned. I mean, Obamacare, he didn't talk about that.
Yep.
He didn't really give a full throttle defense of that, at least during his State of the Union. He said, look, I'm willing to listen to the other side to make it better, but that hasn't happened, and we did not hear that. The other big issue, you know, Jim, was the fiscal cliff.
Yeah.
Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Did I?
No, you didn't.
I mean,
you didn't.
We are staring down.
I was listening, too.
All I heard was we need to tax the rich, and you know they have to pay their fair share and all mm-hmm. that. But I did not hear anything about, gee, when I get back to Washington, or I just did not hear that, and that really concerned
That's
me. I didn't
troubling.
Hear any of the commentators talk about that in terms of what was included
this is the,
or what
this
was missing.
This is the elephant in the living room right now, isn't it?
It is.
That nobody wants to talk about.
Exactly, and this is sort of a key thing that's on the mind of small business owners, investors, ordinary Americans. What happens, if we go over the fiscal cliff, the tax cliff?
But so, he kept saying things that amazed me. He kept talking about energy independence, and yet he hasn't done much to make us energy independent. He kept he actually brought up the panel that he put together. I'm blanking on the name. The economic panel, the fiscal panel,
the Simpson-Bowles.
Yeah, Simpson-Bowles. He brought that up,
mm-hmm.
but yet he's disregarded that for like 2 years.
He did. He did not. Well, when they came out with their recommendations. He did not at all embrace.
It was as if they hadn't even met. I mean, he didn't even talk about it after it came out.
And he didn't even have to fully embrace it. I think, as a president, though, he should have and said, look, I don't agree with some, but I'm just like any other partisan. There's stuff I agree with, some that I don't, but there's...
But there was a lot of words and not much... There was not much there last night. Folks, I've just got to be honest about it. There wasn't... I didn't hear what he was going to do different in the next 4 years. Did you?
I did not.
Of substance.
Jim, I heard a lot of the same, the current trajectory that we're currently on right now, and...
And the class warfare, we heard that.
We did hear that. We did hear
folks,
that, unfortunately.
Presidents have no... There's nothing in their job description that gives them the right to promote class warfare in America. That is egregious as far as I'm concerned for any president to do that. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.